ruining the laws of Purim and the laws of Megillah. Megillah's reading. And for today and tomorrow to discuss exactly where is the best place to hear the Megillah. It's brought down in the Gemara Megillah on Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanya Mihachi. We learn that Kohanim be'avodasan levim beduchanan beYisrael be'mamadan, that as the Kohanim, levim, and Yisrael are involved in their various forms of serving Hashem, kulan mevatlan avodasan, they're to stop their avoda, even if they have more avoda, more service that they are supposed to do. Uvon l'shmo mikra Megillah, they are supposed to go and listen to the reading of the Megillah. Mekan samchu shel beis Rebbe. And from here, there is support. Shemavatlan Talmud Torah uvoin lishmoa mikra Megillah. That when it came to Torah learning, they stopped their learning and they went to hear the Megillah being read. Kavachomer miavoda maavoda shi chamura mevatlan Talmud Torah lo kol shekein. So we see that when it comes to avoda, we stop the service in the Beis Hamikdash in order for those Kohanim to hear the Megillah reading. As well as, even though we say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the importance of Torah learning, nonetheless, Torah stops in order to be able to hear the reading of the Megillah. So, just on the surface, just reading that Gemara, it sounds like it's just teaching us that you would maybe think that they would just not have to hear the Megillah at all, and it's coming to teach us that you have to hear the Megillah. According to the Ran, the Rabbeinu Nissim has a very different interpretation. Rabbeinu Nissim says as follows, that afal pi she'shos biyom lavod avoda, the thought process is really different. That even though maybe there's time in the day for them to do the service, the achar kach likros, and then afterwards they could read by themselves, there's still time to be able to do both. So maybe you think that they should hear, they should do the avoda, which is the time when they usually do the service, and then afterwards they'll be able to open up a Megillah and read it. Of course, not to say not to read it, but they can do it later by themselves. Afil hachi mevatlin me'avodasan, they stop during their avoda right now, kedei l'shmo a Megillah, and here's the key word, betzibur. That they should be able to hear the Megillah in a group, with a quorum, with a minion. U'mihu davka b'sheyochem achakach l'hashem ha'avoda. The only time this is necessary is if they are able to go back and finish the service. If there's no time for them to do the avoda, then certainly it goes without saying that they would not forsake the service in the Beis Hamikdash in order to hear the Megillah. What the Ran is teaching us is a very interesting concept. The whole point that the Gemara is teaching us is not whether or not they should hear the Megillah. Certainly they should hear the Megillah. But the question is it better for them to do the service as they normally do, and then just simply hear the Megillah, read it by themselves? Or is it better for them to stop the service, and for them to participate in the Megillah reading with a tzibur, with a larger group? It's better to do that. So therefore we learn from here, this is the source that teaches us the importance of, when it comes to this mitzvah of hearing the Megillah, that it's supposed to be together with a tzibur. And the Netziv says as follows. He tells us that the concept of gathering together, of Rav Am Hadras Melech, of gathering together in larger groups as opposed to in a very small or reading the Megillah yourself, he says that is not considered to be hider mitzvah. That's just not a way of beautifying the mitzvah. Because he says that otherwise we wouldn't have asked you to stop the avoda just for hider mitzvah, to enhance the mitzvah. Kamashim lam, the mevatlan Talmud Torah b'shvil persumi nisa, mishum shehu meguf ha-mitzvah. He says that gathering together in a larger minyan, that is actually the essence of the mitzvah of hearing the Megillah. So it's not just hearing the Megillah in a smaller group and you're okay, but if you're part of a larger group, that is really part of the essence. And as was mentioned by a speaker, by Shel Shudas, that is really why the essence of Purim is such, because it represents the importance of Achdus, of Klai Yisrael coming together as a whole unit, which the whole issue was that the Jewish people were an Am Nifrad, we were a separated nation, we're spread apart, And when it came to the gathering together, it was Lech Knosis Kol HaYehudim, gathering all the Jewish people. And of course, the essence of Shachmanos Matanos Avyonim is to bring people together to increase and enhance unity among the Klai, so among the Jewish people. Therefore, the Netziv says the importance is making sure that you are part of a larger group, which of course deals with the issue of what happens if, let's say, you are part of a smaller minion. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tafresh Pei Zayin, Siv Zayin, he says as follows: Af the Talmud Torah Shoko Keneged Kol Mitzvos, even though learning is the important mitzvah opposite all other mitzvos, the Afil Hoysa Talmud Torah Shel Chabura Gedola Shel Kufa Noshim. Imagine you have a large group, 100 people that are learning together. Shalom din be'eze bias, and they're learning in someone's house, 100 people. Says the Mishnah Berurah, filhachi sarch levata v'leilech likrosa b'tzibor. That 100 people, that's not considered to be a tzibor, it's in someone's house. They have to stop their learning and go into the shul. Yishum barov am hadras melech. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. And then he quotes the words of the Chayadam, and he says, Kasav Chayadam, Mikol mokam mishe mispalel kol hashana bikfias haminyan hamayuchad lo lispalel sham in sarach leilach besach nesas. If, for example, these 100 people had their own minyan and it was bikfias, they would always daven in this one set place, then in that situation, they would not have to stop. They would be able to continue and hear the Megillah in their smaller group, their smaller minyan, as, again, he quotes, only if it's a situation where it's a minyan bekvias. Now, what exactly does that mean? We're going to discuss this at greater length tomorrow. Let me just share with you one other thought by the Shaar Tzion. He says like this, La'nivas daiti, according to my humble opinion, kavanaso debamakum shurogul spalel. What does it mean, a place where a person generally davens, gamkein beis hamedrash or beis achnesas el shemiyat anoshim is spalin sham. If there's a smaller minyan, but it's somewhere that you always go, yashminan ein mechuyev leilach beis achnesas gedola. Even though there is a mitzvah, there's a concept of rov am hadras melech, to be part of a larger group, that doesn't mean if you're in a small shul that you have to go and close up your doors and go to the larger shul. And he says a very logical reason. He says, da'atu what? Kol bati kinesios ketanos sheish be'ir mechuyavim kulam leilach lebeis hakneses hagadola. Because if that would be the case, there would only be one minyan in the community, and all the smaller little shuls throughout the entire city, throughout all Brooklyn, you would have to assess which is the largest place, and therefore you would have to close up and go to this largest place. That's not necessary. If you are partake and you're in a minyan bekvias, and we'll discuss what that means, if once a week is kvias, we're going to discuss that next tomorrow. Nonetheless, you're allowed to daven and hear the Megillah there. However, says the Shaar Tzion, we'll just conclude with these two sentences. Im bal habayis yeshul minyan bebeisa. A person decides to open have a minyan just in his home, it's not a shul, and it's not bekvias. Avsha minyan shlo hu bekvias. I'm wrong. He says, even if it's something which is all the time, but it's not considered a beis achneses, even if someone you daven there on a continual basis, mistabra, it's logical to say the sarach leilach lebeis achneses should be ir mishum parsuminisa. The importance of publicizing the miracle is so great that even if you would be part of a house in which is bekvias, says the Shaar Tzion that you should go to the shul. And therefore, in conclusion, so far up until this point, we see that there is certainly an inyan of davening, and rather hearing the Megillah in a larger setting. And the question, as the Netziv actually cited, is that's not really even hider mitzvah, that's actually part of the essence of the mitzvah. And as the Mishnah Berurah said, if one is learning even with a bunch of people, that doesn't mean that you should read the Megillah, because it's necessary for you to go to the shulchan of Rav Am. And he quotes the difference between kvias and not kvias. If it's someone who just wants, there's a minyan here and here once in a while, that certainly is not acceptable to read the Megillah there. And the Shaar Tzion again said that in the event that you're part of a small little shul, that you go there all the time, then that's a time in which you would certainly be allowed to hear the Megillah in such a place.